43 of the largest public universities in the United States do not track student suicides. That's according to recent findings from the Associated Press. And without that data, there's no way for schools to know if efforts to improve student mental health are actually having a positive effect on campus. Joining us now is the AP reporter behind this story, Colin Binkley. Colin, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So 43 of the largest public universities in the United States don't track suicide statistics at all? I mean, why?
Well, there are a lot of reasons why a school wouldn't necessarily track suicide data. The biggest and most obvious is that it's really, really difficult for universities to track this data. Everyone universally says that. It can be hard to determine the cause of death, even if they know that a student has passed. And beyond that, they're not always notified when a student dies. The medical examiner who does the autopsy isn't required to notify a university. Often families prefer to keep the cause of death private, so even schools that really try to do this can have a lot of difficulty finding out whether a student has taken their own life. The big thing that advocates say is that they at least need to be trying, because if you're not getting the data, you're not going to find out about important trends that could be used to help save lives.
Right. So the AP asked 100 of the largest public universities this question, and 46 of them told you that they do currently track suicide. So of those 46, have they seen some kind of benefit to trying to gather that data?
Absolutely. The data can be really invaluable, but they already know, for example, the research literature has shown that suicide rates are higher among, for example, LGBT students or, you know, LGBT people more generally. So by tracking the data, they can find out if there are particular trends. For example, have more than one students taken their own lives from a particular dorm room or a dorm building or a particular campus organization? Some schools have been able to identify some trends and work to address them at Clemson University, which started tracking data a little more detailed in 2015. They noticed an increased suicide rate among transfer students, and now they're actually working to redouble their efforts to connect those students with campus resources and to teach them about mental health so that they know if they're having trouble, they can go get help on campus.
And finally, Colin, I'm curious, again, of those schools who have been able to track the data to the best of their ability, how does what they're finding compare to what we're seeing in terms of national trends in suicide amongst college-age young people?
Well, we got really pretty robust data from 27 universities, and those showed suicide data they had collected from 2007 through 16. And what they had seen, it varied quite a bit from school to school, but for those that had pretty strong data, it fell in line with what past research has shown is normal at colleges, and that's a suicide rate of about 6.5 to 7.5 per 100,000 college students. And that's already much lower than in the general population, which has been increasing and is around 13 per 100,000 right now. Because there is no data, for example, for all universities across the country, there's no way to know if that trend is reflected among all college students, but among those that had data, it remained actually pretty level over the decade, and there wasn't a whole lot of change, which some said was a sign of success, others said needs to be taken with a grain of salt because of some inconsistencies in the data.
Well, Colin Binkley is a reporter for the Associated Press. Colin, thank you so much.
Great, thank you.